This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 367 for Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling. Values continue to back away from nearby highs amid ideas the futures had become overbought. Canola down $1 to $6, the July contract down $1.60 at $685.40 per ton. Losses in the Chicago soy complex added to the softer tone. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also lower. However, tightening supplies and the need to ration demand did remain supportive, with the losses likely bringing in some end-user bargain hunting. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, but wheat and corn are moving higher. Soybeans continued to be pressured by ongoing uncertainty over possible trade talks between the U.S. and China. The July contract down 6 cents at 10.46 per bushel. The steady U.S. planting pace and relatively favorable spring weather contributed to the declines. Export competition out of Brazil was also bearish, although reports out of Argentina show the slowest export pace of the past 11 years. Corn, it found spillover support from eventual gains in wheat moving higher despite relatively bearish fundamentals. The July contract up 7 cents at 4.77 per bushel. U.S. corn planting is running at a steady pace, while the latest weather forecasts out of Brazil look favorable for the development of the second corn crop there. The USDA reported private export sales of 120,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Wheat, it's up after touching fresh contract lows in some months overnight. Chart-based positioning was a feature, with improving moisture conditions for U.S. winter wheat keeping a lid on the upside. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in the July contract at $5.99 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat, it's up 8 cents in the July contract at $5.39 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, 12 cents higher in the July contract at $5.38 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 30th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.